Investing in your own growth and self-development isn't selfish, it's self-care. This is the Rebranded Podcast, the show where we hear about personal development and career growth. You'll learn what it takes to highlight yourself on your resume and beyond your resume. Remember, it's never too late to rebrand yourself and your career. I'm Tanikia, and this is the Rebranded Podcast. Hi everyone, welcome back to another podcast episode of Rebranded. This podcast will be exploring the transformative power of positive thinking in the workplace. I'm your host, Tanikia, and in today's episode, we're going to dive into the art of transforming those negative thought patterns and embracing a positive mindset. Now with this series, guys, they have been very short and to the point and concise because I just want to get the main point across to you in a timely manner so you can go on about your day feeling motivated and empowered. Now, let's kick things off by discussing the importance of transforming negative thought patterns. So, for an example, when faced with a challenging project, instead of thinking, I'll never be able to handle this, try reframing it as, this is an opportunity for me to showcase my problem-solving skills and grow. And by doing that, you're immediately training your brain to stop the negative thought in its act and reframe it with something positive and uplifting and encouraging to yourself. That negative self-talk will defeat you before you even get started, and that's not what we want to do. And speaking of negative self-talk, let's, you know, reframe that. So what I mentioned right now was really just your thought pattern. But when you're reframing your negative self-talk, you want to consider the scenario. Like if you catch yourself saying, I'm not good enough for this promotion, challenge the thought and what you're saying by acknowledging your achievements and focusing on the skills that you actually do bring to the table. And, you know, I think that's, you know, common amongst a lot of people. Like, we immediately put ourselves down or we have imposter syndrome and think that we're not worthy of what we have, but we're very much worthy of it. And then I want you to challenge those limiting beliefs. So limiting beliefs often hinder progress. Take, for instance, that belief that I can't lead a team because I'm not charismatic enough. Challenge this by seeking opportunities to lead. See what opportunities there are for you to lead. Recognize that effective leadership comes in various forms, including quiet strength and strategic thinking. So, you know, give yourself those opportunities. Don't put yourself in a box. Don't limit yourself. And you want to cultivate self-compassion and self-confidence. And with this, for self-compassion, imagine making a mistake at work. Instead of harshly criticizing yourself, practice self-compassion by acknowledging the mistake, learning from it, and moving forward with a growth mindset. It's that accountability, being accountable. Those are the type of attributes that makes a leader, that makes your character, and that shows, you know, your integrity. And then on the self-confident front, consider a situation where you doubt your abilities in a meeting. Counteract this by recalling past successes that you've had, reminding yourself of the value that you do bring, and confidently contribute to the discussion. And, you know, that's one of my main things. Just having self-confident, believing in the things that I know to be true and the knowledge that I do have, and then being able to articulate it and have that voice within a meeting or any setting that calls for a dialogue. But that wraps up today's episode on transforming negative thought patterns and fostering a positive mindset in the workplace. Remember, practical examples can make a significant difference in reshaping your thinking. Join us next time for more insights on Rebranded. And then until then, stay positive and keep thriving. That's all for today. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Rebranded Podcast, as well as our resume page at revision.writing.
Need a resume or some other career service? We got you.